Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Well, hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome back to the Fitness Show. It has been quite a while since I just recorded a podcast, and you know what? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry it's been so long, but you know what happened? I just got tangled up in doing the other things, writing the Cancer Comeback series and so much keynote speaking and so many races to announce. And I took you for granted and I'm so sorry. And so what's been going on is that like every third day, someone reaches out and says, where's the Fitness Show? Why haven't you recorded more episodes of the Fitness Show? And I was just a guest on somebody else's podcast. And this guy is a expert on podcasts. And he said, hey, your podcast is in the top 5%. Why aren't you recording more? And I said, I know I have to. And really what happened is I switched to video and I should have just continued uploading the podcast to Spotify and Google Play and all the places where it airs, but I didn't. And so I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. And I have been, successfully lashed with enough noodles that I am ready to commit to this. And here's the deal. I listen to podcasts all the time. I am always listening to podcasts. I put them on my phone, I put my little earbuds in, and I listen to them while I'm putting on makeup and while I'm driving. And sometimes they help me go to sleep. And I listen to them while I'm on airplanes. I download them so I can listen as I travel and through the airports, and all the times I'm listening to podcasts. So am I a stupid person for slacking off on mine? Yep, I am. So I'm sorry. There you go. You've had it. You've had enough apologies. And if you haven't, just hit rewind and hear it again until you're satisfied. But today we're going to focus on the thing that I love to talk about most, which is fitness. That's right. I'm still that nerdy girl who loves exercise and nutrition and sleep and all the stuff. And we are going to talk about 7 steps towards creating a truly fit body. That's right. I'm not talking about something that just looks hot in a bikini on Wednesday because you starved yourself for a week. What I'm saying is that if you do what I tell you to do, you will get where you want to go and your body will look great. It will feel great. It will perform well. Everything in your life will improve if you take care of you. And it's funny because some people are like, well, I can't. I'm working on my career. Okay. Well, you know what's great for your career? A healthy body, which also fosters a healthy mind. Fitter people are more likely to be more successful in the workforce. Disagree? All right. Well, let's talk about first impressions because they're formed within 7 seconds. Is that fair? Nah, probably not. If somebody just looks at you across the room, do they have any way of knowing what you know, what your resume lists out, your experience, your education? They don't know any of those things. They're just looking at you and saying, is that person capable of doing the things I need him or her to do to get the job done? Is that person a go-getter? Are they confident? Well, if you're fit and you're standing up straight and your shoulders are back and your chin's held high, they're going, yeah, that's the person I really feel good about. But if you're slouched over, or maybe you haven't addressed your issues with weight, perhaps they might trust you. That might not be fair. I'm not suggesting it is fair, but it's reality, right? So not only will you lose opportunities because when someone lays their eyes on you, they may not believe you're up to the task, but then the reality is if you have great stamina because you exercise and great energy because you sleep well and, you know, strength because you are strong, you are going to probably do more in most jobs, right? You're going to have the energy to keep going, to stay late, to hang out, lose a little sleep, and still perform at a high level the next day because you're so fit. So trust that this is very important to your career. If you say, well, I have a family. I can't exercise. Well, bozo, if you've made humans, it's your responsibility to teach them how to live well and how to live long. And if you role model terrible behavior, your children will grow up and be overweight and they will have heart disease. And God forbid, they might die before you do. Ugh, nightmare, right? We don't want any of that. We don't want to teach our children habits that might lead them down the road to disease and disability. We don't want to do that. So when you say, well, I have kids, I can't exercise. Baloney. You have kids, you have to exercise. You need to A, keep up with them and make sure their life is fun and interesting and you can catch them before they do something dangerous. But also you need to lead the way. You need to show how. And so your excuses are invalid. They're invalid. And if you've gotten into a romantic relationship and then you've let yourself go, well, shame on you, right? You owe each other the best version of yourself. So I'm not here just to pick on you. I'm here to lift you up too. But I also like to poke you in the chest and say, stop screwing it up. You can do better and you should do better. And in fact, if you are taking good care of yourself, and again, you don't have to look like Kim Kardashian or Tom Brady. I don't. But if you feel like the best version of yourself, even once you start exercising for a week, all of a sudden you get to that a little more swagger. Swagger's sexy. You're feeling a little more confident, a little more energy to put into your loved one. And so your relationships will improve. So there's a bazillion and one reasons to take care of yourself. Now let's just talk about how. I've got 7 steps today. And of course, there's a million other things we can and will talk about here on the Fitness Show, which exists. Let me remind you, the Fitness Show exists, and I'm very proud of that. Hooray for day one, back in the podcasting saddle. All right, so first of all, the most important thing, the exact formula for weight loss. You gotta learn that. I'm not gonna go all the way in detail onto that, onto the formula today. But I'm going to give you the gist. And then what I want you to do is go directly to fitness.com. That's FITZNESS.com. Right on the cover, there's a little box. You click on it. It says exact formula for weight loss. You can read it. You can read it in 6 minutes. There's FAQs at the end. Tell you everything you need to know about achieving your ideal weight. However, the exact formula for weight loss will teach you how to eat the right amount of the right food for the size you want to be. I will not tell you that you can never have sugar again, or you can never have pizza, or you can never have cookies. What I'm going to teach you is how to manage your intake and choose mostly quality foods and have a little bit of fun, right? Doesn't that sound reasonable? Totally is reasonable. In fact, the reason why it works is science and math, but also I'm not restricting you. And the second someone says, hey, buddy, you can never have a slice of pizza again. You know what you want more than anything in the world? A slice of pizza. So restrictive diets don't work. I don't believe in diets. Stupid, stupid, stupid diets. You tell me which diet you're on, and I'm going to tell you it's stupid. Intermittent fasting, yeah, stupid. Why? Because humans actually have a fast built into our life. That's right. It's called sleep. You go to sleep, you are no longer eating. If you sleep for 8 hours and you wake up and your body is hungry again, what I suggest to you is that you feed it. That's right. You give your body what it's asking for, and that will prevent starvation and lethargy and headaches like fasting does. So unless your doctor says you got surgery tomorrow, you cannot eat past midnight. Eating doesn't have to be on a timetable. Really, what you have to do is learn the exact formula and learn how to eat the right amount of the right food for the size you specifically want to be. And you can spread those calories out throughout your day however you like. So the exact formula is based on the premise that the human body burns about 10 calories per pound of body weight per day. So sticking with round numbers, if you weigh 200 pounds, we know you are burning about 2,000 calories. That's 200 times 10, 2,000. You're burning about 2,000 calories per day. Now, if you would like to remain 200 pounds, you consume exactly 2,000 calories, right? You're burning 2,000, you put in 2,000, you stay the same. If you would like to weigh more than 200 pounds, you eat more, right? If you'd like to gain weight, you say, well, I would like you to eventually be 250 pounds, so I'm gonna eat 2,500 calories every day. That's how you get your body to be heavier. If you would like your body to be smaller and lighter, you choose. Okay, you want your body to be 150 pounds. Give it 10 calories per pound of body weight per day. That's 1,500 calories per day. And eventually your body will shrink down. Why? Because it has no choice. You simply aren't feeding the beast. If you weigh 200 pounds and you'd like to stay there, you require 2,000 calories a day. If you do not give your body the 2,000 calories, it will have no choice but to shrink because you're not feeding it to maintain its mass. And so whatever weight you would like to be, what I'd like you to do is put a zero on the end. That's your caloric budget. So if you would like to weigh 143 pounds, your caloric budget for each day is 1,430 calories. If you consume that level, no more, for an extended period of time, your body will shrink down to it. How does that happen? It's not magic. It's just math. It's just science. And it's true. It's true. And I know this because I've been teaching this for decades and I have thousands of people who have used the formula with success. So again, I'm not telling you can never have a slice of pizza or you can never have ice cream or you can never have a beer. What I'm saying is this is your caloric budget. Stick to it and your body will do what you tell it to do. Now, there's two ways to do the exact formula. There's the smart way and there's the dumb way. I'm going to start with the dumb way. The dumb way, let's say you're doing 1400 calories. The dumb way to do that is to go to a fancy coffee shop in the morning and get yourself a fancy coffee. That's right. 670 calories worth of sugary goodness. And then you get a bagel, which is like 350 calories, and you slather on some cream cheese. That's another 200. So we're almost at 1300 calories just on the bagel and the fancy coffee. And then throw in a banana, you've hit 1400 calories. Now, if you have that for breakfast and you eat nothing else for the rest of the day, you're within your caloric budget. You will lose weight. However, the odds are that if you do not have anything else to eat by noon, you're going to start to get hungry by 1 o'clock. You're going to have stomach pain. You're going to have a headache. And by 2 o'clock, you're going to say, F this. I'm going to go get some food. So that dumb way is not a way to find success. Instead of consuming high calorie, densely sugary, fatty foods, go the opposite route. Have foods that are dense with nutrition, light on calories. You can have a heck of a lot of produce, fruits, vegetables, beans, lean protein sources, and grains for 1400 calories. So your job is to just mix and match how you ingest those and keep track. You got to keep track. I prefer MyFitnessPal. It's an app. It's free to use. Do not take their guidance. So if the MyFitness app says, well, you've burned 500 calories today, you should eat an extra 500 calories. Just smack it. Say, sorry, dumb. I'm not listening to you. But it is a fantastic place to input data. That's what I'm telling you to do. As you say, I had a Thomas's English muffin whole wheat, and you put that in there and it will tell you that's 180 calories. And you say, I had one tablespoon of jelly, and they'll say that's 25 calories. And so everything you eat, you put in there, and eventually they'll say you have hit 1400 calories, and then you stop eating. Ideally, you will spread those calories out throughout the day so you don't ever have to be at a point where before bed you have stomach pains. Now, mind you, to be a little hungry sometimes is just fine. Trust me, there are people all over the world that are more than just a little hungry often, and they're doing just fine. So you don't have to, you know, cater to every whim when your stomach says, hey, y'all, you might want to just have some water and see how that goes. But choose your caloric budget, whatever it is. It's your goal weight. Put a zero on the end. And eventually, if you stick with it, your body will get there. Now, I akin this to the thermostat on your house. So if you go on vacation, let's say you live here in Florida and it's super hot. So you go away for a week and you've turned your air off. You walk into the house after your vacation and it's 100 degrees in your house. So you're probably going to go to the thermostat and poke it to 78. Now, just because you've set the thermostat to 78, does that mean that instantly, poof, your house is 78 degrees? No, it takes time and consistency for your air conditioning to do the work to blow the air to eventually get that temperature down. And so that's the same thing with the formula. Just because you use it for 2 days doesn't mean you're instantly going to be your goal weight. It's over time. Your weight will drop and you will get closer to that number. Now, again, there's a huge frequently asked questions section to the exact formula right on the cover of fitness.com. If you have a lot of more questions, you can find a lot of more answers on that article on fitness.com. I'd also love it if you'd share it with your friends because it will help them lose weight too. But it's a simple formula. And of course, it requires consistency and discipline. And you'll get more accustomed to your healthy habits as time goes, I encourage you to weigh your food or measure your food, because a bowl of cereal could be all different sorts of bowls, right? So let's find out exactly what your 130 calorie bowl of cereal looks like when you pour it in, so you're not accidentally eating four bowls of cereal in one big bowl. All right, so number one, exact formula, use it. I assure you it will work and it will make you happy. Number two is get regular and challenging exercise. So regular meaning most days of the week. There are 7 days of the week. I prefer 4 to 7. That's up to you. And then I want you to do a variety of different exercises. I call them the four pillars of fitness. There is strength, there is cardiovascular exercise, there is balance and flexibility. Strength, cardio, flexibility, balance, they all matter. So if you're one of those runners who I love and all you do is run, you're failing your body big time. In fact, in order to qualify as a fit person, I'm just talking about fitness, you have to have proficiency in strength, cardio, flexibility, and balance. All four pillars, they all matter. And so when you create your workouts throughout the week, I recommend doing at least 30 minutes most days of the week, right? If you can do 6 or 7 for 30 minutes, that's great. And know that for the rest of your day, you're probably fairly sedentary, right? We sit for work, we sit for driving, we lie down for sleep, we sit for eating, we sit for TV time, we sit to chat with our friends. There's a lot of sedentary behavior. So if you're going to deliberately insert 30 minutes of deliberate activity, that's good. That's good. That's not too much. In fact, I really would recommend you do 1 hour or 2 hours, but I don't get crazy right now. So those pillars, excuse me, those pillars, strength, cardio, flexibility, balance, they all matter. And you decide how much time of each to do. So you've said, oh my God, do I need to do 25% equally in all pillars? Not necessarily, but can you do a workout that makes you super sweaty, combining cardio and strength? You're doing circuit training, you're jumping rope, you're doing push-ups, you're lifting weights, you're running around a track, I don't know, you're dancing, you're doing karate. Can you do some sort of cardio strength workout together? Yes. Can you stretch out at the end of that workout? Yeah, you can reserve some time. And I'm not just talking about your hamstrings. I'm talking about your whole body, your back, your shoulders, your biceps, your inner thighs. Can you stretch out for 10 minutes at the end of your workout and target all of your muscles? Absolutely. When you're brushing your teeth in the morning, can you stand on one foot? Mm-hmm. That's balance training. Why is balance training important? Say it with me. So we don't fall down. It's very important. So just standing on one foot will go a long way to help prevent falls. However, you can up the ante by standing on a pillow, standing on a couch cushion. You could use a balance tool like a Bosu or a balance disc in a fitness center, but balance training is equally important. So I'm not going to dive too much into those pillars right now. I'll do a whole show dedicated to those, but right now it's cardio, strength, flexibility, balance, make it happen. That's number two. Number three is get quality sleep. Oh, so important. So important. I mean, I just love sleep. When I wake up in the morning, sometimes I just look forward to going to sleep at night. Again, I think lying down in a cozy bed or even on a couch is a great time. I love quality sleep. But the reality is if you're not getting quality sleep, you're likely to skip your workouts, right? Because tired people just are unmotivated. They usually skip the good things in their life. And quite often, tired people do not make good decisions when it comes to food. So if you do not get quality sleep, your entire fitness cycle may suffer. And of course, you will perform less well at work. You will be a less attentive parent and child and partner. So sleep really matters. Set up your sleeping space for success. Turn off your technology 20 minutes before you want to go to sleep. Maybe make it really quiet or add that white noise. Whatever suits you, you should do. And if you have someone that wants you to go out way past your whatever determined bedtime is, it's okay to say, no, sorry, I can't go out tonight. I need to get quality sleep. And I'm a big proponent of that. It's funny. People think when I go to announce races or speak, they think I'm partying in all these different cities. Oh, you're in Kansas City. You're partying in Chicago. No, I have to be up at 5 or 6 or sometimes 4 to announce my races. I am in bed early. I'm like nerd early. 8:30, head on the pillow, eyes closed. I need good sleep to be able to perform well. So sleep is number three. And then number four is you got to track your progress, right? So you can't just start moving and hope. I mean, I guess you can, but it makes more sense to track where you are right now. So if you're listening to this podcast and your fitness is kind of in disarray, write that down. Say, I go to sleep most nights at 2 and I wake up at 6 and I'm tired and I weigh this much and these are the foods I'm eating. All right. So once a week, you're going to check in with yourself. You're going to check in with your sleep. You're going to write that down. You could probably put all of this into your phone. You could track it daily if you want. And then your caloric budget, you start tracking that in your app, whatever app you choose. And then once a week, you're going to step on the scale. Once a week, and I do it now, I step on the scale. I've been my ideal weight for, with a few exceptions, pregnancy and cancer, I've been my ideal weight since I was 21. That's a long time, but I still check in. That's why I stay my ideal weight, because I never let things get out of control. But nonetheless, if you're trying to make progress, you got to track it to know. You can't just say, well, I feel fitter, I feel lighter. Nah, let's take numbers, okay? So maybe you weighed 180 last week. Today you weigh 178. It's working. Next week you weigh 176. It's working. The next week you're at 179 again. Not working, probably because you didn't do the work. So it's important that you track your progress. And if you're having success, boy, there isn't anything much more fun than watching yourself make progress, not only with weight loss, but with strength gains. Keep track of the weights you can lift. Keep track of the distance you can run. Keep track of how far you can stretch towards your toes. Right now you're at your shins. Once you touch your ankle, you're going to be thrilled with yourself. So take notes, use a journal. I have my Healthy Cancer Comeback Journal that is for cancer patients and survivors. And there's a whole section back there for them to track all of this stuff. And it's fun and engaging with yourself. And why not be attuned to yourself? So track your progress. And if you stop making progress, know that you're responsible for that, right? Nobody forced food into your mouth. Nobody pinned you down, restrained you from exercising. This is your progress. You're accountable to you. So if you start to slide backwards, know that you need to put in more effort, get back on the horse and do these things the right way. But if you're not tracking your progress, boy, a good pair of stretchy pants, they can lie to you. Boy, can they ever lie. So track your progress. Number five, stay the course. Real fit bodies, real fitness requires real commitment. Can't just do this thing for a week and a half and expect to have great results. This is your new way of life. You're not on a diet. You're someone who's having a renewed commitment to yourself. You're going to do better and be better. You're not going to be perfect ever. You're not aiming towards perfection or fail. You're constantly going to keep moving forward. Now, on occasion, I have someone reaches out and say, oh my gosh, yesterday I ate a whole bunch. I'm so mad at myself. Okay, just move forward. You don't have to report it. I mean, you can report it, but you just wake up the next day and do better, right? We're all going to miss a workout day. We're all going to show up at a party and eat a little too much or have a drink we regret. Just move forward. That's what being a grown-up is all about, is taking responsibility for your actions and then taking action based on those responsibilities. So move forward, push the envelope, track your progress. And I think it's really fun. I also love before and after photos. Some people are trying to gain weight, right? So when I had cancer, I lost a lot of weight. Oh my gosh. There's some pictures of me like a little skinny skeleton in a bikini. Yikes. And now that I'm filled out a bit, I'm so proud of my weight gain. So either way, before and after photos, really, really rewarding. And maybe you've changed your hair, you know, you learned to do some new makeup tricks, whatever's going on with you. The before and after pictures are a really good choice. So we're going to stay the course and then avoid snake oil. That's number six. So along the way, you're going to have a friend who said, oh, here's some diet you should buy into, blah, blah, blah. No, you shouldn't. We know that sticking with the caloric budget works and it's free. And it's healthy, and it's something you can maintain forever, right? That diet your friend is on is not maintainable. Oh, and those weight loss pills and those weight loss bars and those weight loss beverages are snake oil. They are absolute snake oil. They are definitely not going to help you lose weight. And if I said, here's an apple, you should have the apple. It's a dollar, but here's a weight loss apple. It's $4. Would you believe me? Would you think I was a stupid liar? You would think I was a liar because there's no such thing as a weight loss apple or a weight loss bar. None of these foods will make you lose weight. The only way to intentionally lose weight is to reduce your calories and to exercise more. There is no product, magic product you put in your mouth that will help take off weight. If there was, Oprah Winfrey would still be in those size 10 Calvins. We know there is no magic weight loss pill or powder or drink or bar because Oprah Winfrey is not in those size 10 Calvins. So just know those products are garbage. People are going to try to sell it to you. You might even go into a quote unquote nutrition store, God help me, and some minimum wage employee is going to be there telling you, yeah, if you take this powder, this one's really effective. Garbage. Absolute garbage. What do you need? You need someone like me with a master's degree in exercise and sports sciences, someone who's committed their life to telling people the truth, giving away this free content just because it's the truth. And I want you to have it and I want you to be successful. So avoid the snake oil. Don't fall for it. If you have money that you'd like to get rid of and you just are sick of having that money in your pocket, instead of buying the snake oil, just Venmo it to me. I will do something great with it. I promise. Okay. And the seventh step to creating a fit, healthy body and keeping it is working out with me. That's right. I want you to exercise with me on fitness.com. There's a block that says workout videos. I have created 100+ videos for you to train with me. So if you don't know how to do strength training for your back, I've created this 4-minute video for you and I to do back strength training together. If you'd like to jump rope with me, you can. If you want to stretch out your hips with me, you can. So there's a whole bunch of that. And man, I'm just jonesing for more of you. That's right. I want to work out with you, baby. And really what I want you to know is how to work out correctly. So many people, they go in the gym and they're just not sure, right? Or they're afraid to go in the gym because they're not sure. I want you to be sure. I want to teach you how to exercise properly. And you can take the information I give you and then you can build off of that. But yeah, those are the 7 steps to getting and staying fit. I think it's all really simple. In fact, I know it's really simple, stupid. I like to say simple, stupid. It's not stupid, but I'm so sorry to you for all the very bad people in the world that have bastardized the concept of exercise and nutrition. They have lied to you repeatedly. They have tried to sell you things all in the effort to make a buck. They have twisted the facts and made you believe that you could pay for ingestibles that help you lose weight. They just don't exist. So I'm sorry that they've done that to you, but I'm excited to be back on this podcasting horse. If you have a topic you'd like to talk about, let me know. Message me. You know where I am. You can message me at fitness.com. You could message me at fitness on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Just say, hey, Fitz, can you talk about this subject? And I probably will. I actually have a lot of things I want to talk to you about. I've been thinking about doing this podcasting thing again, but I'm sorry. I think I said that earlier. Sorry. I've definitely been putting out content, but this show in general, I enjoy podcasts so much. And if you're a regular podcast listener and I failed you, I'm sorry. So, click subscribe. That's what you're supposed to do. There will be more of these. Also, my Fixing Your Life with Fitness course is a 5-hour-plus course where I go through everything. I throw all the information in my fitness expert head and I transfer it. I download it and then we upload it into your brain. So you know all the things I know. So you never are lost in a gym or exercising or eating again. It's all the things in that course. I also, of course, have the Cancer Comeback Series. And I want you to give these as gifts to your favorite cancer patient. My noisy cancer comeback, that's my story. I think it's pretty funny. Your Healthy Cancer Comeback, Sick to Strong. This one is the guidebook to help all cancer patients and survivors navigate exercise and nutrition because all of their doctors and nurses will tell them, hey, you know what? You should exercise and eat right during treatment, but they never tell a patient how. And you know what's a crazy obstacle? into being fit is chemotherapy or radiation. And so I make that all simple, stupid. And it's packed with photos and clear guidance, as I like to give. And then, of course, this is the journal, the Healthy Cancer Comeback Journal. And it's so fun and colorful. And there's these great prompts. Oh, look, there is the, this is so fun for me. This is the, we have Advent style countdown calendars for all types of treatment. There it is. Hold on. Sorry. This is the countdown calendar for surgery, because some people have more than one. And so just like at Christmas time, you cross it off. Maybe you give yourself a treat or I don't know. Anyways, those books are on sale at fitness.com too. I sign every last one of them that leaves my office and I send them all with a free gift. And I wrap them beautifully because I want all my readers to feel very special. So that is that. Thank you for being a listener. I am back. I promise. I promise. And you know what time it is? It's time for you to get to work. Bye, team. I love you.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.